It's a cool Saturday afternoon on the Navajo Nation. A crowd of tribal members are lined up at a row of folding tables staffed by insurance company representatives that speak English.
Take one of our brochures here, ma'am. That lists all our benefits and then a phone number. If you want to speak Navajo, we have Navajo speakers.
And reps that speak Navajo. One person looking for more information on insurance is Dahana Badane. His mother-in-law is currently on Medicaid, but gets most of her health care from the Indian Health Service, or IHS for short. However, Badani says getting services from IHS can take too long.
It takes a while. Yes, it does. It takes like 3 weeks or a month because I think the funding is not really there for everybody, you know. It's like only like on emergencies.
The companies here today are offering tribal members a supplement to IHS. Expanded access to healthcare services, as well as assistance to members like reimbursement for mileage or even cell phones for 24-hour contact to providers. That makes Badani's mother-in-law a potential recruit.
She needs her everyday necessities, and then we're just really helping out on the side, traveling and everything with her.
New Mexico is one of 30 states that's decided to expand its Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act. But to do so, they've employed 4 managed care organizations, otherwise known as MCOs, to help manage the money and the care. The plan here is called Centennial Care, and officials are holding presentations on the program around the state, like here in Shiprock. Under Centennial Care, everybody in New Mexico on Medicaid now and under the expanded plan will have to sign up with one of 4 managed care organizations. The MCOs get prepaid by the state every month for every Medicaid member signed up with their plan. When one of those members needs medical help, the MCO dishes out payments. If a member doesn't access care, the MCO still gets paid. The exact rates and fees haven't been released yet, but there's a clear and potentially big financial incentive for managed care organizations to sell their plans to everybody, including those who don't have to buy in.
It's about choice. Native Americans are going to have more choice than a regular New Mexican.
Travis Renville is director of Native American Affairs with Presbyterian, one of the state's 4 managed care organizations.
Native Americans could always choose their own local IHS. If that particular service unit doesn't have the particular specialty service or ambulatory care, they could always tap into our managed care organization service coordinator and get those services that the local IHS would not have.
In a state that is over 10% Native American, signing up tribal members is good business for the MCOs, but it could also be a big financial boon to the Indian Health Service. Jennifer Cooper is with the National Indian Health Board.
Having that kind of insurance will help not only that individual to take that insurance coverage to their IHS facility, but then the IHS facility will be able to seek reimbursements from those third-party payers.
In other words, the Affordable Care Act could bring in funds to alleviate some of the chronic underfunding and budget cuts the Indian Health Service faces. For example, a tribal member using IHS and in need of a procedure like chemotherapy would likely have to be referred to a specialist. Under the Indian Health Service, the wait could be significant. With Medicaid and an MCO, there would be little wait. An expanded healthcare network nearby could provide the treatment, and Medicaid would cover the cost. And having options for care is appealing to some possible members, like Dahana Badani in Shiprock.
Can we talk to those people over there? We got some brochure there, and then over here too on these guys. So then I guess we go from there.
Literature in hand, Badani says when it's time to sign his mother-in-law up with an MCO at the end of the year, he thinks he'll be prepared. For KUNM, I'm Tristan Ottone.